You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa. The hot summer night felt like a mist. I got a
to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, the doctor's in. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is pretty damn cool, all right? We have such a cool test. This has been out for a while, but now it's getting all the media attention. This test to find out which artery may be the one that is going to cause your heart attack. I know some of you are like, well, I don't want to know that. I don't want to know that. Yeah, keep your head in the sand. You want to know which artery is about to blow. I mean, not the artery, right? This goes about to blow. Okay. We don't want to, it's not that it's going to blow. It's going to be, you know, if the plaque is going to rupture. Which artery has the plaque that's going to rupture? We're able to figure that out. And I know I'm good. I told you I was good. I am good. Well, not me, but it's the test. We're going to talk about this and why this is so cool, but why you shouldn't get too excited about it, because who's going to pay for it? But I'm really excited about this one. Then it looks like if you have casual sex as a woman, you're going to have much more difficulty attaining climax, right? Or orgasm. Formal sex, however, a guy may be wearing a tuxedo, may help you a little bit better. So we'll talk about casual sex and the lack of orgasms. If dad was a cocaine addict, or if dad used cocaine, your son may be more resistant to addiction, right, ladies, right? You know how we go back, oh, well, I dated, you know, Dirk, and damn, you know, what would have happened if I ended up with him? Well, maybe your kids wouldn't have been addicts, so it may not be all that bad dating a cocaine addict. We'll talk about that. Fewer than 50,000 people have signed up for insurance on Obamacare. That's less than a tenth of what the administration had hoped for. Okay, I know many of us paying the taxes are kind of relieved. Don't be. We're still going to have to pay out the subsidies, whether people use them or not. Remember, the government's just going to take the money. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I am really honored. I've been chosen to speak at the President's Luncheon of the CAI. This CAI, if you guys aren't aware of them. These guys are huge. It is the Community Association Institute. These guys rock. And many of you that are associated with homeowners associations don't realize that these guys are the backbone of it. So I'm going to be giving a speak today. I know. I'm not really that good at public speaking. I know. Got too soft a voice, right? I'm so meek. Yeah, and I think I'll hammer this one home. It's tough. It's tough, you know, because somebody always, when in any of these meetings, not so much with the CAI, because I've never spoken with them before, and I'm really excited to, but a lot of meetings I speak at, non-political ones, somebody always comes up and asks about Obamacare. And I understand that my audience, you know, I mean, you're there to kind of entertain, and you're there to educate, but I don't want to go on political rants. And so, unfortunately, you know, somebody's going to bring up Obamacare, and don't worry, we already have it planned on how to kind of, you know, sidestep the issue. I'm sure everybody kind of knows that I'll be vomiting within my mouth as the subject comes up, but that's just not what everybody wants to see. So I'm a little bit nervous about that. But, you know, with fewer than 50,000 Americans thus far buying this health insurance, the next question everybody has, whether you're pro-Obamacare or not, is how's the economy going to handle this? Okay, now, you know, whether you're on the right side of the political spectrum or the left, I think we all agree that health care is a huge part of our economy. Okay, so this doesn't have to be a political rant. Okay, this could be all of us kind of putting our heads together, which, by the way, is, I think, the best way to get things done. You find what everybody kind of agrees on, and then we just deal with that. Okay, whether you like Obamacare, whether you don't like Obamacare, let's just talk about the points we all agree upon. Okay, so one thing we all agree upon is healthcare is a huge part of our economy. Okay, we've seen a variety of numbers, one-fifth our GDP, or I don't know. I mean, I'm not an economist, so I don't know. But it's big. All right, let's just say that. It's big. Are you in agreement? Am I in agreement? We agree. Okay. If the healthcare is that much a part of our economy, and it's a big component, even bigger than fast food, okay? I understand that. I know fast food is huge, but this is bigger. Okay, I got that. And we have some sort of a, not so much a collapse, because I know a lot of left side will say, no, 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 Dahlia, you're overreacting. Okay. If we, let's say, have a problem in that sector, would you all agree that there's going to be economic ripples? Yeah, you all agree with Dahlia. You all agree with that one. Okay, good. See, so we agree. Okay. Do we agree?
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know you like the show. If you didn't like the show, you wouldn't be listening. You know, you guys all kind of pretend, right, that the show stinks, that you don't listen, but you're listening now. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Dawn working the dials. Oh, by the way, I got over my cold last week without antibiotics. I know. I did, knock on wood, I did not need antibiotics. I know you don't want to do that because you don't want to jinx yourself. But you see, even the pharmaceutical queen does not run to the antibiotics when she gets sick, okay? Learn something from that, okay? Yeah, I know I'm still a little phlegmy, and who knows if I'm going to get a secondary bacterial infection or I may need my, you know, fiscal shot of penicillin. But that's a whole other subject. We're talking about colds. Okay, next. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Dawn working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this is flippin' phenomenal. We do a lot of things, and we think, okay, this is this whole man dinks and God links, right? Man works, God laughs type of thing, where we think we got our finger on the pulse of these heart attacks, and we think we could predict who's about to have a heart attack, but we have never gotten this close without being deep into the arteries as using this PET CT type of test. This is pretty damn cool. Now, according to the CDC, 715,000 Americans suffer a heart attack every year. I'm surprised it's that small. I would say 715 in my state alone. I mean, but I guess around the country, and maybe it's because, you know, we do so damn good with our pharmaceuticals, right? Like our statin medications and, you know, our eating right. I don't want diet medications. I'm not a fan of those, but diet, exercise, and many of you have phenomenal medical talk radio to listen to. So the number's hopefully going down, but still 715 Americans according to the CDC. And remember, the CDC gets the number by, if you get a heart attack, you have to call the CDC and you say, hey, I had a heart attack. All right. If you didn't live from the heart attack, it's hard to make that call. So let's just assume that number is higher for now. But the researchers from the University of Edinburgh in the UK say that using this PET scan and CT and this radioactive tracer, the radioactive tracer basically finds the blood vessel that's having active inflammation. The blood vessel having active inflammation is probably going to be first in line to have plaque rupture. Plaque rupture causes heart attack. Now, remember I told you guys how when somebody has a heart attack, it's not that they plaque up, you know, 70% clogged, 80% clogged, 90% clogged, then all of a sudden 100 and then they die. Okay, that's not how heart attacks usually happen. You have clogging. 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%. Usually the more clogging, the worse. And you got these macrophages, and you got these neutrophils, and you got platelets, and all sorts of variety of blood cells kind of shooting by that area. But when you have inflammation, inflammation from being sick, from being stressed, from dental, poor dental hygiene, that plaque starts to get a little inflamed. Kind of like, you know, you have a scab that you've been picking at, and then it starts to get kind of red under the scab, so the scab then starts to come off by itself. That's what we're talking about. And plaques have a lot of calcium and lipid debris, etc. So the arteries about to cause a problem not only could be the ones that are very, very clogged, which could be picked up indirectly on a stress test, right, that which could be picked up through an angiogram where we shoot a dye and we look to see which arteries are very, very narrowed. Those suckers are usually ones we probably want to stent or maybe bypass. But this uses a nuclear tracer. Whenever you guys have had a PET scan, if you've ever had a PET scan, they basically put this radioactive tracer in you. Don't worry, it won't cause cancer. And it goes and it finds the spot that has, shall we say, with the PET scan, where you have the sugar uptake from the tumor, etc. It lights it up kind of like a Christmas tree. So this will show which artery looks like is having the inflammation and could be at risk for plaque rupture. That plaque rupture is what immediately clogs up the artery. Then your clotting factors, your platelets try to seal up the boo-boo. They make the matters worse, which is why you're on aspirin, right? The aspirin a day you're supposed to be taking when you're middle-aged, depending on your risk factors. You're supposed to be taking an aspirin to help decrease platelet production. Causes you to bleed a little bit more, but at least it prevents some of the platelets. Then it thins the blood a little bit, so hopefully the blood could still get through. And then if you don't have that on board, platelets start to kind of form. Now you have a bigger clot, and if nothing moves, your heart loses that blood supply. It stops beating, heart attack. Very scary stuff. Now, it's very difficult to get excited about a test like this because CAT scans and PET scans are very, very expensive. All right? Extremely expensive. I don't think they have to be, but I get why they are. Those machines are multi-million dollar machines. You need tech. You need to buy a radioactive tracer. You can't pick that sucker up at Walmart. Okay? So they're expensive. All right? Many of us having $6,500 deductibles now on our health insurance probably would hesitate to go and have this test done if we're going to have to come out $1,000 or $2,000 out of pocket. Hopefully these things get cheaper over time. But the fact that we could do this for those of you that may not have a high deductible and has insurance, I'm excited about. Now, what they had done was they had looked at 80 patients. Of these 40 patients recently had a heart attack while the other 40 patients had angina. Now, I like to use the term angina instead of angina because for some of you having poor radio frequency picking up this broadcast, it sounds like vagina. And we're not talking about that. They were both men and women in this study. Now, angina or angina is where you have restricted blood supply to the heart, either by maybe vasospasm, but it's not a complete occlusion. An unstable angina is more risky than a stable angina. Now, some of you guys go, oh, I got angina. I got to take my nitroglycerin all the time. Why would you take nitroglycerin for angina? Right? Because that's what your gynecologist prescribed. Okay. The reason why you take nitroglycerin is nitroglycerin relaxes the blood vessel. If you relax the blood vessel, then you have less spasm, you have maybe more opening, and the blood gets to it. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second here, doctor. And a lot of you guys do that. You sound like that. You go, wait, what? Wait. You'd say, wait a second. If dilating the blood vessels help prevent heart attacks, why don't I pop my nitroglycerin as often as I do Viagra? Why don't I take it every day? The reason why is you need some contractility of your blood vessels. If you just dilate your blood vessels, you're going to have low blood pressure. If you have low blood pressure and you don't have enough cardiac output, you could die from that too. All right? So, oh, Dr. Dahlia is talking about pharmaceuticals again. Yes, I am. Now, using the PET CT scanner, the researchers found that 90% of patients who had a heart attack showed up a lit up yellow area in one of their vessels. That area corresponded exactly to the location of the plaque that caused the patient's heart attacks. The scanner also showed, this is being reported by Medical News Today. Huh, you guys thought I was getting my news from the Inquirer, huh? Nope. Medical News Today says the scanner also showed up lit plaques in about 40% of the patients with angina. Furthermore, the researchers found high-risk features in the patients that suggested heart attack may be imminent, meaning they may be in need of aggressive drug treatment, here comes the pharmaceuticals, or surgery. So if you are one of those people that maybe have angina, okay, your cardiac testing is okay, your father had a heart attack, your EKGs always come up funny, maybe we need to find out if you have a ticking time bomb artery by using this test. I think that's pretty cool. Let's quickly review before we move subjects, change subjects. What are risk factors for heart disease? Married. No, not married. Unmarried. Okay, but we don't consider it a true risk factor. Okay, married men do better than unmarried men. But, yeah, my father died, but that's a whole other story. He was technically divorced from my mom when it happened. But if he was married, I don't know. All right, but that's a whole other story. First, being a man. Okay? Being a man. Men over 40, being a female over 50. Okay? Those are risk factors in and of itself. Two, if you're a smoker. If you're smoking, that's bad. Three, if you have high cholesterol, that's a risk factor. Four, if you have diabetes, that's a risk factor. And I know this sounds redundant for those of you who listen to my show. Five, if you have high blood pressure, that's a risk factor. Six, if anybody in your family has had a heart attack, pretty close relative with a heart attack, that's an issue. Okay? That's my one risk factor because of my father. Next, if you had a heart attack, I know this is going to come as a shock, but if you've actually had a previous heart attack, that's another risk factor. We don't necessarily talk about obesity. We don't talk about short stature. We don't talk about mother-in-law living with you. But those may later be risk factors as well. Okay, don't go away. We'll talk about casual sex preventing orgasm. Huh?
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so women less likely to achieve orgasm during casual sex. I had no idea there was formal sex. I guess, you know, long dress, tuxedo. I personally dig that kind of thing, right? The whole James Bond. You know, think about it. Would you rather have sex with James Bond than, I don't know, one of these kind of surfer skateboarding type, you know, dude type of kids, right? I would probably want more formal. Anyway, according to a new study by Indiana University's Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, women are much less likely to experience an orgasm during casual sex than when having sex with a committed relationship. Well, duh. Do I need to talk about how women look at sex and men look at sex and that whole thing? This has been reported by Fox News. Justin Garcia is an assistant research scientist at the Kinsey Institute, who probably got paid for this, interviewed 600 female college students about their sex lives. That sounds like hard work. And found that women were half as likely to reach sexual climax during casual hookups than if they were in a serious relationship. See, I kind of find that a little counterintuitive, because a lot of times with a serious relationship, you gotta meet the mother-in-law or the soon-to-be mother-in-law. To me, that's when everything and all these relationships starts to go sour. So I'm gonna disagree. I think the best sex in a relationship, by the way, should be when you're married. You should wait till you're married. But let's say if not, okay? And you've had a brief lapse in judgment. The best sex in a relationship is as it's starting to get serious and you solidify the seriousness of the relationship during that sexual or that passionate night, which means it's not casual anymore, but it's before you meet the parents. You dig? You get that, right? Right? You dig what I'm saying here? That's when I think the sex is probably the most powerful. Once the families get involved, and now you guys are in a committed relationship, and you're starting to talk about, you know, going to Thanksgiving at Aunt Edna's, it really starts to put a damper on the sex, and it's all over and downhill from there. So I got to disagree with this, okay? Now, again, they ask female college students. They need to ask a nice, you know, seasoned 29-year-old woman like me. They said, we've been sold this bill of goods that we're in an era where people can be sexually free and participate equally in the hookup culture. The fact is, not everyone's having a good time. This is according to Justin Garcia. I don't know if he's going to, you know, make his thesis on this. In a separate study, yeah, these studies, this is what we're spending money on. New York University sociologist Paula England, who's not from England, but I guess in New York, analyzed the sex lives of 24,000 college students at 21 universities over a 5-year period. She found that 40% of women claimed to have had an orgasm during the latest casual sexual encounter, as opposed to 80% of men. These numbers, I can't wrap my head around the numbers. Additionally, 75% of women surveyed that they had an orgasm the last time they had sex while in a committed relationship. Am I kind of confused? If somebody asked me that, wouldn't you respond by saying, none of your damn business? They say women... I'd be like, butt the hell out. Women are not feeling very free in these casual contexts to say what they want and what they need, according to Paula England. Okay, some of you guys are like, why do I care? The reason why we need to care about something like this is other people are having sex when we're not. Yeah, I know. Okay, so we're kind of missing the party on this one here. But we are in a culture where friends with benefits is becoming the norm. Okay? All right? The days of I'm going to save myself for my husband or I'm going to save myself for my wife, those, I mean, I believe they existed at one time. Okay, those are gone. Then the next belief of I am going to share that intimate moment with somebody I really care about, and I'm going to use protection, and I am going to plan for a pregnancy, etc. Those days are gone. Yeah, they existed. And now we have friends with benefits, because Justin Timberlake was in the movie, and Mila Kunis, is it? Right? Is apparently the norm. And you have friends that you hang out with, okay? You know, you go to the movies with, etc. Okay, usually same-sex type friends, right? You know, the girls hang out with the girls, the guys hang out with the guys. I know what guys do. Then you have friends that you could always go shopping with and always do things with. Those could be girls or they could be a lot of your gay guys. I had so many friends in college who were gay. I could go shopping with them anytime. It was great. I loved it. Even though I don't like to shop, but they like to shop, so that's how I went shopping. And then you have guy friends. These guy friends used to be really, really fun until I realized they were only friends with me, you know, because of one thing. And if I didn't provide that one thing, they really weren't my friend anymore, which kind of sucked, okay? Because I really wanted to watch 90210 with them in Melrose Place, but now I came to realize they really weren't interested in that. You know, except, of course, my gay guy friends. They really loved watching Melrose Place, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Melrose Place. Melrose Place. Now, so now nowadays, now remember, I went to college 20 years ago. So nowadays, your guy friends may not be guy friends because you have friends with benefits. So they don't have to date you. They don't have to be there for emotional support. They don't have to go and meet your mother. They could just be there for benefits. Okay? Women, some women like it. A lot of the guys like it. And this is starting to become the norm. People hook up and that's it. So a study like this telling us that a lot of these ladies are like, you know what, I'm really not enjoying the sex because we're kind of not emotionally invested means this friends with benefit thing is not really benefiting both parties. And if these girls don't smarten up, they're going to eventually feel hurt. And I'm not blaming the guys. I mean, I don't blame the guys. If the guys have a friend who says, yeah, I dig the whole friends with benefit thing, I mean, you can't blame them. Nobody's at fault. But this idea that that is now a societal norm in the teens, is that what we call this now? I went to school in the 90s. Are we calling it the teens? The teens? I mean, this is, you know, the women aren't liking it. They aren't very happy. Okay? Now, I know some married folk are going, well, wait a second. Okay? The casual type sex is what spices up the marriage sex. I really don't want to hear what you guys do. Okay? I understand the whole, you know, French maid thing, and I know. My husband was really confused. I buy a French maid outfit. He starts taking off his pants, and I'm like, no, we're going trick-or-treating. This is for Halloween. He's like, damn. So he puts... Yeah, it's not really a sexy outfit. It was just that, you know. So I understand some marriages, okay, who have been doing the whole formal sex thing, if that's what you could call it, will sometimes spice things up with the casual. I get that. Because sometimes the emotional investment is just too tired. But let's move on and talk about something even more boring. All right. Oh, this is very interesting. Patients afraid of the dentist, okay, may not be so afraid of the tools, but the sound of the tools. And they may not even be afraid of dental pain. They just don't like hearing a drill in their mouth. I know, this is breakthrough in science. Researcher Kiro Kuhi Karibi found that patients who were afraid of the dentist registered dental tool sounds in a different part of the brain to those who were not anxious. We're going to talk about this. This is kind of cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Thomas from Las Vegas writes, Dr. Dahlia, why don't we ever see you on the Fox News set? You'd be perfect. No, thank you, but no, I wouldn't. If you ever watch Fox News, all the women have phenomenal legs. I don't have good-looking legs. Mind you, I could don the boots really well, but if you're going to be a woman on Fox News, I think you need to be, you know, prepared to show some leg. Not because they ask you to show some leg, but it's just everybody else has nice legs. So I usually wear pantsuits. You know, I got my trouser socks on. I wouldn't be able to do it. Now, CNN, I think you get to be behind a desk. But on Fox, like, you always see Megyn Kelly's legs. She's got great legs. You know, like, the five, there's always somebody where you see the legs. I would need to sit next to the liberal on the five, you know, where the blonde sits, so I could cover my legs. The other problem I have, too, is when I do wear a skirt, I forget to cross my legs a lot. And that would worry me, because I was wondering about that. I'm like, well, you know, I could sit where Megyn Kelly sits, and I could do the news, okay? I mean, I think I could do that. Okay, I'm a little smart alecky. I could read a teleprompter really well. So I could do that easy. The problem is I forget to cross my legs. And then all of a sudden Fox is not a family show anymore. It's a Basic Instinct 3. So we can't do that. Sorry. Let's go back to the, but thank you. Thank you for the compliment. Let's go to the, this Japanese study. This is pretty cool. Apparently, Manchester University professor Martin Tickle believes that anxiety itself may be the trigger for dental pain. Yeah, his name is Tickle. Okay, apparently, according to data reported by at the Society of Neuroscience meeting in San Diego, this happened on Sunday. Sorry if you guys missed it. I know. Society for Neuroscience. I'm kicking myself too, people. Apparently, measuring the way the brain reacts to certain sounds may help doctors treat patients with anxiety. Now, this is true, people, because okay, which two doctors do people not have the most anxiety, shall we say, on going to? Number one is the dentist. Number two, the gynecologist. Then number three, the urologist or the gastroenterologist. They're tied for three, right? Right? Because the orifices and stuff. Okay, people don't like things in their orifice, even though the mouth is the biggest orifice we have still. And why? Because there's a lot of clanging and noise. The vaginal speculum. Have you guys ever listened to a vaginal speculum being slammed on the metal tray next to you when you're about to have that? Yeah. Okay. You get what I'm saying. Pediatric dentist Kuroki Karibi worked with psychiatrists to test the way sound triggers parts of the brain, especially those linked to stress and dental visits. Apparently, they found that 10% of the average population has extreme anxiety being reported by Mail Online in regards to going to the dentist. All right. So they found basically that it was the sounds of dental instruments. Now, yes, you know, they need to do a lot more studies. Apparently, what they did is they scanned the participants using a functional MRI. They played a series of sounds of wrenching dental drills and thirsty suction cups. And then he played neutral sounds. All of the participants were isolated in the functional MRI room when they listened to the dental sounds, so we couldn't see if they responded visibly or audibly to the dental sounds, but we could recognize their responses from their brain activity. Now, for me, oh, wait, let's talk about this Martin Tickle. He says he looks like a nice guy. He looks like he's being tickled in the picture. Fear of the dentist is an inherited trait, according to Martin Tickle, a professor of health at Manchester University. I want to meet this guy. Kids, I'll see if I can hook up with him on LinkedIn or Facebook. Kids whose parents are afraid of the dentist are more likely to be afraid themselves, but a survey by Tickle indicates that pain during dental surgery is very rare. It's true. You know, very rarely, it's more the anxiety of the pain. You know, that's why we distract kids before we give them their shot. If they're, but once they see that the shot is coming, they start to get all nervous. Now, two of my kids used to be like that. Oh my gosh, I have boys, but you never know outside the room. I mean, in fact, my girl patients do a hell of a lot better than you know, what my boys were able to do with the shots. One of them now says, piece of cake, Mom, you know, shoot me up. And that starts to make me nervous on the other end now that he's a teenager. But hopefully I don't have to go there for a few years with the talk on that one. But the little one yelling and screaming and begging and pleading for his life, right? Then he gets a flu shot. And he's like, that was it? And I'm like, you are such a wussy. And then we move on about our day. And I look at him like, really? Really? You come from my genes? Really? You know? And then I don't know if he's sad about getting the shot or he's sad because now he's got to eat a bunch of crow. So, same thing with the dentist. Now, for me, I'm not a big fan of going to the dentist. I don't like going to the dentist because I have nightmares of those old fluoride treatments. Remember, you had to sit there for 20 minutes with your teeth in this disgusting gel and sit there in a bite formation. Remember how horrible that was? I used to sit there and bawl. Now the fluoride treatment is just a little brushing and it's a piece of cake. But the old, so, oh my gosh. You know, when I was bringing my kids to the pediatric dentist, I'm like, oh my gosh, a fluoride treatment, ah! You know, the dentist is like, Mom, please sit down. We got this. So, yeah, parents sometimes being anxious can kind of mess things up also, okay? But what about dads that use cocaine? This is an interesting study. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. They say your son may be a bit more resistant to addiction if dad used cocaine. Now, they said compared with the pups of rats who got no cocaine, the male offspring of rats that were allowed to self-administer cocaine for 2 months behaved very differently under the influence of the drug. When they got repeated doses of cocaine, rats, I guess, who were raised by undrugged fathers responded with an escalated frenzy of movement, yet, which is a sign of incipient addiction. I know this is from the LA Times. This is a pretty nice wordage here by Melissa Healy. The male offspring of fathers who went on a 2-month cocaine bender did not show the same increase in motor activity. So I guess in pups born to fathers who were cocaine virgins, the nucleus accumbens, oh boy, this article is starting to get too heavy for me, a region that is key to reward seeking and addictive behaviors responded differently. Depending on whether a pup's father, first of all, can we please stop calling rat kids pups? Come on, a pup is a little cute puppy. Don't try to make us like a rat by calling the baby or the offspring a pup. Anyway, the research was presented in San Diego on Monday at the Society for Neurosciences annual meeting. I know on Sunday and Monday. We missed it. What's wrong with us? I'll do that now. Whenever there's a Society for Neuroscience annual meeting or any other type of these medical meetings, I'll tell you guys so you could sign up and go. Because I realize you all are disappointed when I tell you after the fact. They say that it supports that when self-destructive behavior doesn't alter genetic material, sometimes you could have an influence, you know, subgenerationally by the offspring picking this up from the dad. I don't really know how, okay? I'm still confused on the whole pups. So, can we go back to the whole climax story? This is tough. Okay. Oh, we got a lot more to talk about. Okay, you know what we're going to do? Let me give you guys a teaser for what we're going to be talking about on the next show, because we got a lot, and I know you guys are leaving. A lot of you men go through your midlife crisis, and I don't really mind that, okay? The middle-aged men kind of go into a midlife crisis, because sometimes what you guys do is you start getting yourselves into shape, okay? And I dig that, okay? My husband's going through that now. It's not a midlife crisis, okay? He knows he's stuck with me, so the crisis began 17 years ago, but damn. He got himself into shape. I've never seen him work out like this. The problem is, I don't think he's really got a woman on the side. I don't, you think? No. You think my husband's got a woman on the wrist? I was going to talk about how some men could be harming their health, but if he's got a woman on the side, I got to find out what's going on there. Talk to you tomorrow.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100-by-100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70-by-100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.